Thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to be talking about the Mia Foundation. We're with Sue Rogers. I'm Christy Credit, and I was given this opportunity, and I jumped right on it because they ask all of us, you know, we have to do this, we have to do that. And our marketing director decided to let me do this one. And I say let because I'm super excited about what you do, which I didn't know a lot about your organization until I saw a friend of mine on Facebook who posted she's getting a dog from the Mia Foundation. So Sue, for all of us that don't know about the Mia Foundation, you're the founder, by the way, so tell us about the Mia Foundation.
Well, hi, and thank you so much for having me. So the Mia Foundation was developed to give animals born with birth defects a chance at life. So I had a little dog named Mia who was born in 2010, and she was born with a cleft palate. Well, there was little to no information out there on a dog born with a cleft palate, so I felt pretty lost. Anyway, that was the beginning of this amazing journey over the last 9 years.
Oh, it's been 9 years.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Are you doing this out of your home, or do you have, like, a place?
So most of the animals first come into my home. I evaluate them, and then they go on to foster homes. And what started out as just a few foster homes in Rochester has grown into foster homes all over the country.
Oh, wow. Does anyone else do this sort of thing around the country?
Or I believe we are the only one that focuses solely on animals born with birth defects. You have hundreds of rescues within each city, and they do amazing work. They rescue animals out of the shelter, and they help if people have to rehome their animals. They provide everything that they need, but there's nobody there to help the little underdog. There are even special needs animal rescues.
Right.
For example, if a dog gets hit by a car and the owner can't afford the surgery. But as far as focusing on animals with birth defects, we're the only one, I believe, in the world.
Oh, wow. In the world. Well, you must be awfully busy then, Sue.
Very busy. Very, very busy. It just goes on. 24/7, 365. There's no break.
And where do you get, like, funding from? How do you pay for all this?
So we are funded by the generosity of our followers. All donations.
Wow.
Every penny. And we have no paid employees. Not one.
Oh, wow. Not one at all. Wow, that's amazing.
Not one.
And nine years, huh? So tell us a story about Mia. Was that your chihuahua?
She was. And she was born with a cleft palate. She was born at an emergency vet. And I was told that she had a cleft palate and they could just euthanize her. And I often think back to that. Like, I literally had seconds to make that decision. You know, and I was frantic. It was like, well, wait a minute. Like, I don't know anything about this. I'd really like to research it. And I was told that, well, she has a cleft palate, so that means that there could be more birth defects. And, you know, I should really, the responsible thing to do would be to put her to sleep. Well, I couldn't do that. I really wanted to research it a little bit more. So I went and brought her home. The only thing I did find while doing my research, because let me tell you, there was little to no information out there on how to care for this puppy. But the one thing I did see was that they needed to be tube fed because they can't form a suction to nurse, like sucking on a straw that has a crack in it. So I had to learn how to tube feed, and I tube fed her, and she lived for 22 months. We did everything that we were told to do, and we spent over $30,000 of our own money on this tiny dog. We put her through 7 surgeries because we listened to the professionals and did what we thought at the time was the responsible thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, she still ended up passing away at 22 months old. Well, I I didn't realize the impact that this tiny 1 pound, 1.5 pound dog had on so many people all over the world. She had her little Facebook page, and she had her loyal followers. But after Mia passed away is when it hit my husband and I, like, wow, this little dog really touched so many people. Like, she literally saved people's lives.
Wow.
We got cards and letters and emails from people all over the world. And we're like, what the heck is going on? Like, we were just amazed. So, now mind you, this little dog was my life for 22 months. We had to bring her everywhere with us because she needed to be tube fed every 3 hours around the clock. And, you know, she was our baby, basically. Mm-hmm. And when she passed away, I kind of sat there like, now what do I do?
Right. For 22 months, I've been taking care of this dog. Now what's my plan?
Yeah, what do I do now? And so I decided to start the Mia Foundation for two reasons. One, I never wanted another animal to go through what we put Mia through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, we did out of love.
Right.
And we did because we thought it was right.
Mm-hmm.
And I never wanted another person to go through what I went through. I was just a person that wanted to save my puppy, but I had nobody. I was like the clueless wonder, begging for help.
Right.
I remember I said, we can put men on the moon, but we can't figure out how to close a teeny tiny hole on the roof of a dog's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make any sense to me. So that's when I decided to start the foundation. It was about, I would say, a week after she passed away. So it'll actually be 9 years. She passed away on April 11th in 2012. And so it'll be 9 years this April that we've had the foundation up and running. And I'm happy to say that we have saved over 1,000 animals born with birth defects.
Oh, wow. That is amazing, Sue.
Oh. It is. And I mean, I'll tell you why. Because while doing this, now 98% of all cleft palate dogs were just euthanized at birth, or they would pass away because maybe the breeder didn't catch it and the puppy would try to nurse and then aspirate and pass away. So we have literally changed veterinarians' perception of the quality of life that these animals can have.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world. And it's just pretty amazing to me. And I don't know if you know, but one of our cleft palate puppies that I had from day one just won the American Humane Hero Dog Award of 2020. She was on the Hallmark Channel, and she won it all. She won the big award.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, little Mackenzie. You'll have to check her out on our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And out of thousands of dogs, this little Peanut took the big award. So we're so proud of her. And she did that all because she was given a chance to live.
And that is what your foundation does. The Mia Foundation gives the animals a chance to live. And you rescue animals born with birth defects. And, you know, expenses do tend to run high. So you will, obviously, you accept donations. What's your website?
It's themiafoundation.com.
Oh, simple. Okay, I like it. And you also need volunteers a lot to transport animals to foster homes around the country because, as you said, this is that you know of, the only foundation that deals with birth defects and has, you know, dogs that you have to have fostered.
Correct. Yes. So we are always looking for volunteers. For example, I received an email a couple days ago about a puppy that was dropped off at a pound in Tennessee. And the puppy, we believe, has something as simple as swimmer's syndrome. And so we have to get that puppy from Tennessee to New York. And that is done by a group of volunteers. He actually left the shelter yesterday, and they do what are called legs. So it's you'll get a driver that'll drive for an hour or two, and then they meet up with another driver who drives for an hour or two. So then he made it all the way to his overnight last night, and now he's back on the road this morning.
Oh, my gosh. I love this so much. And I did see him on your Facebook page. I was like, oh, my goodness. Look at him.
Yep. And he'll be here probably at 11 o'clock tonight. So I'll have everything all ready for him. And therapy will start tomorrow morning, bright and early. So, yeah, we need drivers for transport. We're always looking for foster homes. For example, I have a Cavapoo coming from Ohio with a heart murmur tomorrow, and she'll be going to a foster home. We have a dog in Utah that we are having flown here, or I'm sorry, flown to our southern base because we have a great surgeon down there in Tampa. So she will be arriving, I believe, tomorrow in Tampa, where she will have surgery. So it just goes on all day, every day.
Oh, wow.
It's just the pleas keep coming in, and we do the best we can with everyone.
Yeah, you can join the Mia's Angels team, too, if you can drive short or long distances.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to make sure you only inquire about being a Mia's Angel if you can commit to the task, which may involve temporary foster, bringing animals to vet appointments, and long or short distance driving, all at a moment's notice, because these things happen quickly.
Yes. Yes. We have, we've had a few tube feeding classes because we've had up to 15 newborn puppies that need to be tube fed.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot for one foster. So I believe right now we have two in one foster home and two in another foster home, and I'm tube feeding three right now. So currently, just in this area, that's what we have. But we do have, I know we have some tubers going on right now in Ohio with my foster in Ohio, with my foster in South Carolina, and with my foster in Florida.
Oh, my goodness. You know a lot of people, too, by doing this, right?
Yes. I've met some of the most amazing people ever.
It sounds like it. You got big hearts for this. Fostering also, it's a rewarding experience, but you know, a special needs little baby takes more work, but it's definitely worth it in the end. So you want to make sure that people, if they're thinking about fostering one of your dogs, that they definitely are ready to commit, right?
Oh yes, and we explain all of that before they take the final commitment.
Okay, and you can have other people can do fundraisers in their own hometown. It doesn't have to be right here in New York, right?
Oh, exactly. People do it all the time.
And that's amazing.
Country.
And that will help. Yeah. Every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. Yes. Yes.
Well,
surgeries are very expensive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You mentioned the first 22 months you spent over $30,000, right?
Yeah. But we didn't know what we were doing back then.
Right. Right. And you mentioned some things on your website about tube feeding. Is that for people that are going to foster, they should definitely learn about that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Not all of our animals that come in need to be tube fed, but all of the cleft palates that come in need to be tube fed. And you do that to bypass the cleft, and you're just going to go right into their stomach. And another thing that we learned having the foundation, our statistics show that only about 10% of all cleft palate dogs will ever require surgery. 10 years ago, your vet would tell you the dog needs surgery, it will never live a normal life, and it will die. That's not true.
Oh, God.
We
okay.
have, for example, I have a 9-year-old boxer. It was actually my first cleft palate dog when I started the foundation, Marley. She came from California. And she's 9 years old now, never had cleft palate surgery, living her best life.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah. So, anyway, we like that not all of them will require surgery, but if they do, then we can provide that for them.
Absolutely. Now, what's your 12 by 12 pledge?
So, that's where people send in $12 a month for a year.
That's so fantastic. Yeah.
It's simple. And let me tell you, it adds up and it helps us tremendously because it's putting a little bit in for puppy formula. That stuff is liquid gold. You know, that's
right?
Really expensive. And just the, you know, the monthly or the vaccines and.
Oh, yeah. It's all pricey.
That business. It all adds up. So. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, Sue Rogers is the founder of the Mia Foundation. We thank you so much for joining us today. The Mia Foundation is helping animals born with birth defects because if they are born, they deserve a chance to live. It says that right on your website. I love that. You can check it all out at themiafoundation.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sue.